All right, so welcome to this Anorti Public Charter School. This is our regular board meeting. It is Tuesday, October the 12th, 2021 at 11:30 a.m. We want to go first over our suggested announcements. Place your phone on mute until such time you are presented or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first. Be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold. If you need to leave the call, please hang up and then dial back into the teleconference. So we'll read our meeting logistics. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in the Brown Act teleconferencing procedure as addressed by the board under Agenda Item 1E. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@vistanortecharter.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. This meeting is to be audio recorded and posted on the Charter School's website. So we'll do our opening items. We'll call the meeting to order and do a roll call so we can establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck, here. Mike Malloy.
Here.
John Dortch.
Present.
And Barbara Willebrand. Okay. So right now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll ask everyone to put their phone on mute, except maybe Claudette. Claudette, would you lead us, please?
I sure will. Put your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. So now we're going to go to staff introductions. And everyone, I hope, is off mute by now, unless you're going to speak. I messed that up. So let's go to corporate officers. Jeff Brown.
Well, thank you, President Stanford. Good morning. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Jerry Benson, are you on?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. This is Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
All right. Welcome, both of you. School staff.
Good morning. This is Janet Wilson, Area Superintendent.
Good morning. Memo Velasco, Principal.
Good morning. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
School Legal Counsel.
Good morning, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Advisors who are supporting the agenda items are presenting.
Hello, Board. This is Gita Sherry, CFO with LLAC.
And hi, this is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with LLAC.
And any other staff who wishes to introduce ourselves?
Good morning. This is Elsa Fitzgerald, CTE teacher, Vista Norte Charter.
Good morning. Administrative Assistant to Memo Velasco.
All right. Welcome. Anybody else? All right. I think we got everybody. Good. Welcome to all of you. We're going to now go to E, adopt a resolution continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. And I'm going to read this resolution. So here we go. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021 and exempts the board from certain provisions of the Ralph M. Brown Act related to teleconference meetings during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings as detailed in the law. Under AB 361, boards that would like to continue to meet remotely must determine by majority vote whether as a result of the state of emergency meeting in person would present imminent risk to the health or safety of attendees. The required findings, which are included in the board resolution in your board packet, are as follows. The Board of Directors finds that the government's March 4, 2020 declaration of the state of emergency due to the COVID-19 pandemic remain active and, number two, the Board of Directors finds that due to the state of emergency, meeting in person would present imminent risk to the health or safety of attendees and the state of emergency, continuing to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person due to the prevalence of the Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus. the indoor setting of meeting facilities and the potential presence of unvaccinated individuals attending meetings, the potential for noncompliance with mask wearing requirements, and desire to protect the health of immune-compromised board members, staff, students, and the public. We recommend to the board acknowledge and affirm these findings by approving the reference board resolution. Do any of the board members have questions? We're going to vote on whether you want to do this or not. Any questions? Okay.
But if I'll make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Claudette.
I second it.
Hi, Barbara. All right, so Claudette Beck has motioned and Barbara has seconded. We'll vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1E has been approved unanimously. We'll go to 1F, approved agenda for the October 12th, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve 1F.
Mike Malloy makes a motion.
John
Dorch
seconds.
Okay. So Mike Malloy has motioned. John Dorch has seconded. We'll vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
All right. So 1F has been approved unanimously. We are now on 1G. Approved minutes of the August 24th, 2021 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read these and have a chance to pursue them. Are there any questions? And if not, can I have a motion and a second?
Claudette Beck, I'll make a motion.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
Okay, so Claudette Beck has motion, Barbara Willebrand has seconded. And we'll vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So 1G has been approved unanimously. And we are now on the consent agenda. This is number 2. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. So this is A on pages 19 through 20, 1 and 2 on pages 34 through 72. Does anyone want either 1 or 2 taken off to be discussed and voted on later? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve consent agenda A, 1 and 2?
Barbara Willebrand move.
Claudette Beck second.
All right, ladies, thank you. Barbara Willebrand is motion. Claudette Beck is seconded. We'll vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So the consent agenda A, 1 and 2 has been approved unanimously. So now we're into public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the meeting for a future meeting. So, Shelley, has anyone from the public texted you or contacted you?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comments.
All right, so thank you. So now we're on 4, school reports and information. And the first one is A, area superintendent update, Janet Wilson.
Good morning, distinguished board members. I hope this meeting finds you all doing well. And as always, I want to take a moment to thank you for your service to our staff and students and for your unwavering support during COVID. We had hoped that we were through the COVID storm. We're all almost there, but unfortunately we're not quite 100% in the clear. As the area superintendent, one thing that weighs heavy on my heart is the health and well-being of our staff and students. When we first went into COVID lockdown, I made it a priority to reach out to my staff with a weekly message just to stay in touch with them. In my message, I try to ask a question that will engage my team. In July of 2020, I asked if they had a treatment or cure for cabin fever when we were all locked down and we were all suffering from cabin fever. I received some great responses. I have asked questions such as, what have you binge watched on TV? Would you recommend it? What commercial are you absolutely sick of? We put together a list of movie reviews, thumbs up or down, with a 1 to 5 star rating. I received more responses to the movie reviews than any other question. This past Friday, I asked if anyone had a treatment or cure for COVID fatigue, because at this point, many of us are suffering from COVID fatigue. It is real. I asked them what they do to find a little pocket of joy. I received several great responses. Someone started their first garden. Someone else started playing the guitar. Someone else took a weekend away. I love getting responses and having a positive way to interact with our staff. The uniting message last week was, individually, we are one drop. Together, we are an ocean. I am so proud of how our team has become an ocean during COVID to help each other and our students. I'm also proud to report that our ADA for LP 1 through 3, our goals for each LP is to have 85% plus ADA. Casablanca's ADA for LP 1 was 91.6, LP 2, 94.22, and LP 3 was 91.01%. Rialto's ADA for LP 1 was 92.45%, LP2 was 87.39%, LP3 was 87.34%, and the summer intercession, although small at both sites, was 100%. And our Vista Norte home study for LP3 was 100% at Casablanca and 91.05% at Rialto. Our enrollment is currently 201 at Casablanca for both independent study and home study, and 434 at Rialto for both programs. The total enrollment for Vista Norte is currently 635. Vista Norte is growing. Casablanca grew 7 students last week, and home study grew 5 students last week. Our CTE and dual enrollment staff is busy supporting our students for Chaffey College fall semester, which started in September, and we are also having students attend RCC for welding. Students are taking science, guidance, English, EMT, history, and we are piloting a class for our English learners. A big thank you to Sherry Padilla, our regional college and career coordinator, and her CTE team. They work diligently to ensure our students are successful in their college classes. The wonderful part of dual enrollment is that students who never believed they could go to college are now finding out they can. We will share more about this in our principal's report during this meeting. I do want to share a positive story from one of our new home study students. Miss Wendy Haynes, a remarkable home study LCC, shared a delightful story that she knew I would enjoy. A new student who came to us feeling very dejected after being enrolled at another local charter school and was looking for help. Wendy assisted the family by showing how our home study program works and assured them that at Vista Norte, you will have the help you need. This poor seventh grader used to love school and was losing that love fast. We enrolled the student, and his mom shared with Wendy that the boy, what he had said to his father that night. His father asked if he thought he would like this school. He said yes, very enthusiastically. He said because he could tell that his teacher taught from the heart, which made Miss Haynes cry, because she definitely teaches from the heart. It just reinforces the saying, kids don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It is now my pleasure to introduce Principal Memo Velasco, who will be introducing one of our CTE teachers and one of our highly successful dual enrollment students, Mr. Velasco.
Thank you, Janet, and thank you, board members. We understand how important it is to provide our students with the opportunity to take dual enrollment classes. We have on this call CTE teacher Elsa Fitzgerald and student Maya Gibson to share a bit about their experience with our dual enrollment program at our Casablanca site. Elsa?
Good morning. Thank you, Memo. Good morning, board and staff. Our student, unfortunately, was not able to make it because she's hard at work today. She just started a brand new job, so she's hitting the pavement there. The student I want to discuss today is Miss Maya. She's on her Casablanca location, and she was one that the supervising teacher was a little bit concerned about doing dual enrollment because she has a lot of mental health issues and a lot of circumstances in her family life that were kind of a little bit chaotic. So she hesitated, but the student assured her that she was very interested in doing this, and she has proved herself right. She's been amazing, been able to hold a job, and been able to stay on top of a very, very difficult accounting class, which deals with very complicated matters like income to debt ratio, all these very complicated issues. And she's shining right now with a 96% in the class, which is an amazing feat. I have found in the time that I've gotten to know her, her confidence is just shot through the roof. She didn't think she could do it. She was a little hesitant. Now she's showing herself that she can do it, and she's eager to take more classes, and she's super excited about the fact that she's going to be able to fast-track her college credit completion and then as well as get her closer to graduation. She's really an amazing example of what a lot of dedication and hard work will do, and she's definitely a shining star.
Thank you so much, Memo and Elsa. This concludes my area superintendent report. Do you have any questions, or is there anything that we can clarify to make this report more meaningful for you?
Thank you. I'm sorry I got thrown off for a few minutes. Are we now on B, which is the...
We actually, I'm sorry, that was my error.
That's all right, which was my error. Okay, so now, thank you for that. We're on C, finance update with Gita.
Thank you, board. This is Gita with Elevate C. So on the finance update, I have two items under that agenda item. One is, if you please refer to PDF packet, page 74, you can find the Homney summary info for the school, and that is the line of credit, the covenant, all the information that you need to see as of September 30th, 21. So that's just for your reference. If you need any information or have any questions, you can refer there. The second item is the audited financials for the school. Just want to inform the board that they are in progress. There was an assembly bill that was signed into law on September 23, 2021, which extended the deadline for the audit from December 15 to January 31st. So the audit is in progress. We're hoping to get it finalized, and the auditors, the third-party auditors, will present the audited statements to the board in January. So that concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gita. Any questions from the board? All right. We'll move on to D, school year 2020-21 vendor list. This is Janet Wilson.
Good morning again. The vendor list is the list of all of the vendors that support our staff and students and help keep our schools open and going and safe for our students. And so we just share it with you so that you are aware of who our vendors are.
All right. Thank you, Janet. Any questions? Any questions for the board?
you. So now we'll move to E. And this is an updated 2021-22 board meeting calendar. And Jeff Martin is going to explain to us our meetings in November. Thank you.
Good afternoon, President Stanford. This is Jeff Martin. I did want to inform the board members that we have finalized the November board meeting dates. Vista Norte is scheduled for a November board meeting on Tuesday, November 9th, 2021 at 10 a.m. I'm going to repeat that date one more time. Vista Norte is scheduled for a November board meeting on Tuesday, November 9th, 2021 at 10 a.m. Vanessa will be emailing you an updated board meeting calendar later this week to reflect the November meeting. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate knowing that in advance. All right. So we're going to go now into closed session. We're going to adjourn this open public board meeting to go into closed session. And I'm going to need a motion and a second to do that.
John Dorch will make the second.
Okay, so Mike Malloy and John Dorch have, Mike Malloy motion, John Dorch second, that we go into an open public board meeting to go into closed session about the public employee's performance evaluation. So I'm going to ask you, we need to vote on it first. So we'll start off. Carol Stanford, aye. Hold on here. We messed up here. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dorch?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it's unanimous decision that we go into closed session. So please hang up and call to the phone number that's on your paper. All right?
Jeff Brown.
Carol Stanford.
Cut it back, I'm here.
Barbara Willebrand, I'm here.
Carol Stanford's here.
Hey, Carol, it's Shelley. We are just missing John Dorch.
Sometimes when you're putting on new, doing different things, you disconnect accidentally.
Is that you, John?
Yes, it is. Apologize, I was cut out of the system for a while there.
You're good to go, Carol.
All right, thank you. So we had a motion by Claudette Beck and a second by Mike Malloy to close, and it was four votes aye and one were John was taken off the air for briefly. So we it passed, and no action was taken in closed session. All right. So now we're going to go on to six, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Jeff Rausch?
Thank you, President Stanford. And that's good afternoon now. I just want to congratulate Janet Wilson and her staff. Janet reached out, and that idea of challenging your staff to help their mental attitude by keeping them involved, wondering which films they sing, which they love, which they don't. A very clever and a very good idea to reach out to those folks. The principal Velasco and his staff and the stories they have to talk about, very exciting. See,
sentiments. We're very delighted to be associated with you, Janet, and your team, and looking forward to a continual process of improvement with various programs and initiatives, and look forward to seeing student growth and growth in student engagement, and very, very pleased to be a part of this. Thank you.
This is Carol Stanford, Board President. I'd just like to say that the personal aspect of that you give us of the students and the teachers and the parents really mean a lot to us. That's why we're connected with this, and we thank you so much for it, Janet. Any other board members?
Yes, I'd like to say that we're very fortunate to have someone of Janet's qualifications and expertise. So I'm looking forward to great things from the district.
Quite a bit. I concur with Barbara, what Barbara said, and I wanted to thank Janet again. She always does such a great job and so very passionate about her teaching and everything, and I appreciate that.
Thank you all so much. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
I have to tell you, Janet, I love the fact that I can't talk about that. We did that in closed session. Never mind. So my mind is wandering. Anybody else? Okay. If not, we're going to go on to 7 closing items, next regular board meeting. So we all know that November, if you want to talk just a little bit about this, Jeff, just reiterate.
Yes, your next board meeting will be on Tuesday, November 9th at 10 a.m.
Okay, so everybody put that on their calendar. All right, so now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
John Darch moves to adjourn.
Barbara Willebrand, second.
All right, John Darch's motion. Barbara Willebrand has seconded. We'll vote. Cheryl Stanford, aye. Claudette Best?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Darch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So it's unanimous that we adjourn this meeting.